producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
America Tonight. Boy, do we have a lot of news to jump to right from the start. Don't forget, too, coming up in our second hour, Nail the Score, last segment, your chance to win a computer right before Christmas. How great is that? You don't have to know anything about football. We pick a game of the week, one segment. You pick who the winner is going to be. Tell us what you think the final score will be, and then you are locked and loaded, my friends. Let's talk about the first casualty of dropping out of the Republican race. Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana, said, not my time. And I think it was wise of him to dump out of this because with the polling numbers, and I like him a lot, I like some of his ideas, it just wasn't the right time for him. He's absolutely right. He said, we spent a lot of time developing detailed policy papers, and given this crazy, unpredictable election season, clearly there just wasn't a lot of interest. And he said, I think the Republican Party has to lay out the pathway, why we are the party for opportunity and growth. And, you know, he's the, it's interesting, he makes history, Jim Dahl at 44. He's the first person of Indian American heritage, we all know that, to run for president. He definitely has a following. He's a Christian. He converted from Hinduism as a teen, and he had definitely a message, not about so much his background, of course, but it was really aimed at social conservatives. And even he, I think Jindal did well with evangelical Christians, but not good enough. He didn't have a strong enough showing, and I think it makes sense that he pulls out, especially as he says it's not his time, so he leaves the door open for the possibility of perhaps running again for president one day. Smart move, Bobby J. We'll be looking for you in the future, that's for sure. All right, and moving along to the latest of what's happening in light of these two jetliners that I mentioned on our last show, you know, two Air France planes had to be diverted with bomb scares, and this, you know, the heightened alert now is insane, and it should be because of course, the fear of this happening in the United States and other countries worried about what the blowback will be and where ISIS is. And we certainly know from Homeland Security that, or actually the FBI director saying that there are probably 900 ISIS people with ISIS ties that they're monitoring for whatever that's worth in the United States. And it's kind of frightening to think about this. Then there's the Syrian refugee crisis and the 10,000 that the president said we're going to allow to come into the country, and the governor saying no, we don't want that. The legality of all of it. This is definitely not done. On Thursday, there's going to be a piece of legislation that's introduced that has to do with the refugees, and Democrats like Chuck Schumer, longtime Democratic senator from New York, is definitely not on board with that, and he certainly is not alone at all in that category, because it's not just the Republicans. There's a smattering of Democrats who don't agree now in light of what happened in Paris, of leaving our borders potentially wide open in a different sense to not knowing who could possibly come in with a fake passport, etc., because that's exactly what happened with one of the gunmen that was actually killed when they found the fake passport. There's also something else. The band whose concert turned into a bloodbath, the Eagles of Death Metal, an American band, are back in the United States. They were performing when at the Bataclan when that happened, and the band wrote on their Facebook page about the efforts of what happened when, you know, just pure evil unfolds. And here was what they said. They said, while the band is now home and safe, we are horrified and still trying to come to terms with what happened in France. Our thoughts and hearts are first and foremost with our brother Nick Alexander, our record company comrades Thomas Ayad and Marie Moser and Manu Perez, and all the friends and fans whose lives were taken in Paris, as well as their friends, families, and loved ones. We'd like to thank the French police, the FBI, the U.S., the French state departments, and especially all those at Ground Zero with us who helped each other as best they could during this unimaginable ordeal, proving once again that love overshadows evil. I read the whole thing to prove the point. They said, "Viva la musique, viva la liberté, viva la France, and viva EQDM." And it shows you again the 6 degrees of separation. Their own people killed in that, and they survived. They certainly could have been victims as well. And what a horrific thing. This was supposed to be a performance. There were a lot of young people there. It was heavily marketed, so you had a big crowd. And then we saw what happened just for going to a concert and just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time when evil strikes. And good for them for reaching out, at least, and letting know. Of course, they're concerned about relatives and people, but just putting it out there and letting people know about that, I think, is an absolute great thing for them to do. Now, there's been massive backlash because of the Paris attacks, concern raised big time, and the France and Russia, they've had several raids on Syria. They announced they've killed 33 ISIS jihadists. I say as many of them as you can cut down. I don't care what people say about cutting off the head of the snake, another one grows back, it doesn't matter. You still have to keep chopping away at it, and that's what both countries are obviously doing, and probably not even enough if we think of the myriad of ways that you can infiltrate a country, which we just witnessed from the sidelines in a horrifying way with Paris. I briefly mentioned, too, because here the satellite facility is in Texas, but massive tornado touchdowns from Texas to Kansas. I mean, are we gearing up for the year of the tornado? Devastating tornadoes hit western Kansas, the panhandles of Oklahoma and Texas. And when we say devastating, some are a mile wide. You think of a mile wide. If that hits a farm area and it's spread out, it's going to destroy perhaps some land or crops. If that hits a city block somewhere, the significance is also in a much different way with the human casualty possibilities so overwhelming. And Monday's outbreak is becoming more and more common. I've noticed in the last couple of years, in the spring and early summer is when we are used to it, but now in the fall or even in the winter, we're seeing that. So usually that would be something that it would be behind us in the rearview mirror. Texans and people in the panhandles and Kansas and Nebraska, you certainly know, you can't count on that at all. The tornadoes luckily happened in areas with low population, so there weren't reports of injuries, fatalities, but really, man, when you think of communities still being hit hard by twisters, Pampa, Texas, I've been there a few times, one of the towns that was slammed on Monday, two supercell thunderstorms, boom, boom, quick, right in a row, and yeah, the hazardous chemical spill that was actually reported in Pampa following the weather, but they were able to contain it, so there wasn't a big impact there, luckily. And looking at some of the pictures, this is radio, but I got to tell you, you see, you know, sides that are ripped off of houses, trees that look like matchsticks now at this point, some cars overturned, pretty nasty for sure. And it just is a reminder that at any time with these twisters, you never know, because now it's not just a matter of spring and summer. All right, stay with us. Much more coming up on the flip side, including a mailbag.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Well, I guess I lost myself when you walked in the room. Well, I guess I lost myself, I found you. Well, my hopes were high from the way that you grew.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Wow, we got an interesting thing we're going to talk about coming up next. You ever think about date nights? How many of you are married and, you know, you think, oh, just we need some time alone. We need to go somewhere. We need to relax, even just to go out to dinner, movie, whatever it is. But how come it doesn't happen? Or maybe it does happen and then it's disastrous. Katie Bugbee joins us now. She's from Care.com. She's a senior managing editor. And they did an interesting survey and found out some pretty wild things about this whole idea of getting together, having that time alone, that kind of stuff. And how to feel more connected, basically. Katie, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
So you do this survey, and what overwhelmingly you found out, right, that people really want to have a date night.
Oh, yeah. So 85% of people say they wish that they wanted to go on more dates. And let's be honest, like most of our survey respondents were women. So these are moms. These are parents, moms wanting to go on more dates. And, you know, and it's amazing because 30% say that their last date without kids was 6 months ago or longer. So that's half of a year that people are going
wow.
out, that aren't going out and connecting with their partner.
Yeah, so why are they not going out? What's the big holdup for everyone?
Well, you know, 80% really say that it's shifted since they've had children, and I get it. You know, you're exhausted. I really feel like it's how tired parents are. It's 5 p.m., and all you want to do is get in your pajamas and lie on the couch and watch Netflix. So you know, and what it really takes is like that burst of energy, a shower to kind of get out of that little bit of a rut because, you know, and if you think about it, as parents, like you're going through the day, I have 3 young children at home. There is so much coordinating with your spouse that you kind of expect that each person is like reading each other's mind. So you know how many like nasty looks you kind of give each other throughout the day of like, I can't believe you heated the mac and cheese to like this temperature, you know, like you're just like kind of like irritated by 5 p.m. But if you kind of get dressed, take a shower, get dressed, get in nice clothes, go out, it's like that all disappears. You are the two people that got married again, you know, and it makes such a difference. In fact, 96% of the parents at Care.com said that their relation, the date night brings them closer to their partner. And that's so important. You know, it's part of the reason that we created this date night app for Care.com is to make this easier and faster for parents to go out and connect with a person that they, you know, are dating or they married and they have these children with. It's so important for their relationship.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. Date night app. Tell us about that. So when you go in the date night app, what are some of the suggestions?
Yeah, so it's actually just kind of, it moves away from the Care.com monthly membership, so it's a transactional model, and you just download it, you type in your zip code, you say what day you're looking to go out, and the number of hours, and the price point, and bam, like you see all of these faces, and these profiles that come up, and they're available for this time frame. And it's great, you can kind of just start the interview process right from your phone, and you can do a video chat right through your phone. And then they're still connected to the safety center, so we recommend all the interview questions that you have and the reference checks, and you can get a thorough background check through your phone. And we've partnered with Fandango and OpenTable, so right from the same app, you're booking your restaurant or your movie tickets or both. So it just makes everything in like one place super easy, and trying to eliminate, you know, all the different moving pieces that kind of complicates date night and makes people push it off for, you know, oh, we'll do it next weekend or, you know, in 5 more months.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You pushing it off. That's the big thing. I love that. OpenTable, Fandango, just go to one spot for sure. Course, the other thing is, so you find a sitter, you get all that done. The other thing is somebody needs to plan it. For some reason, that becomes, like you're saying, when you have all the coordinating, maybe it's you get to the point where you're like, ugh, I don't want to coordinate another thing.
Oh, I know. And you know what? I think it was 30% or 33% said that parents, and again, we're talking moms, said that they would be more likely to go on a date if their partner planned it. So, you know, I always joke with my friends that we always kind of go on couple dates together. I'm like, it's amazing. Dads can use this app too. You know, it makes it easy for everyone. You still kind of like, you know, everyone wants a say in it. And, you know, I think we honestly, like, moms still want to say and who's going to take care of their kids. But talk about it. You know, say like, hey, I was thinking, why don't this Saturday or next Saturday we go out just for 2 hours? I heard about this app. We can make this easy. You can still run, you know, call references, run the background check. But let's look at these people together on the phone. It's important to us, to our relationship. And, you know, I think sometimes, like, moms, we just need that little nudge that it's okay. It's okay to spend this money. You know, we don't have to feel guilty. Like, the kids won't miss us that much. It's just 2 hours. We could go out after they're in bed. That's what I always used to do. When my daughter was little, she would flip out if a stranger walked into the house. So we would put her down, and then the strangers would come after she was sleeping. You know, do what you need to do, but you got to put yourself first sometimes.
Yeah, and sometimes when kids get older, isn't it better for them to see you actually going out as a couple?
Yeah, and to put your relationship first, you know, and we talk about it. It's like, oh, mommy and daddy are going on a date tonight. This is who's babysitting. And soon the kids start looking forward to it, you know. That's one of the questions you can ask babysitters, too. It's like, well, what will you do with the kids? And how would you handle this, my daughter who might freak out on you? Or how can you make this fun for them? Or do you bring any activities to the house that could make it like special you time, you know, really challenge these sitters to make this a great event so that when like Brittany is walking in the door, the kids are like, woohoo, mom and dad are going out. Like, you know, I mean, we all remember that growing up, and this is the beauty of it. They need to see you guys putting your relationship first, because then they'll hopefully, you know, cherish you as parents and then grow up to cherish their partners too.
Yeah, absolutely. We're speaking with Katie Bugby, Care.com Senior Managing Editor. And Katie, the other thing is, it doesn't matter where you are on the economic scale, seriously, people, for some reason, are cheap on themselves. And so they'll say, well, wait a second, we have three kids and we have soccer uniforms we got to buy, and we've got, you know, we're doing all these things. So we can't afford it. That's ridiculous. We can't go to the city. That's too expensive. But there are cheaper dates you can go on. You even said you could go to a movie, and when you go to eat, you could go to a hamburger place or a vegetarian omelet place.
You know, we have all sorts of, like, even free or really inexpensive date ideas at care.com. You know, you could go, channel your childhood and go roller skating and just grab burgers. Like, you could go for a walk around the park. You can, the holidays are coming up. You can go to, like, see some light spectaculars, you know. Like, you can do really inexpensive things that's like an hour or two of just holding hands and not talking about the kids. And sometimes you don't, you know, that doesn't seem like a priority when you, like, have to pay for it. But once you come home and you feel so much more connected to your partner, it's like, oh, I'm glad we did it. That was worth the money. Yeah. You know, you know, whatever you spent.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. All right, check out care.com for all kinds of things that are listed there, and then plus the app that Katie mentioned. Thanks so much.
Oh, thanks, Kate. Thanks so much.
All right, pretty interesting stuff when you think of date night. I was thinking about this and talking to Katie about my mom and my family going out, and she was always really good. They were always really good about that. So to my brother and I, it wasn't odd, and she's right about that. We'd be like, woohoo, they're going, they're leaving. So we have a chance to watch really crummy TV, not bad TV, but we have a chance to watch bad TV in its own right, right? Or whatever it is. It's just kind of like a break, and I don't understand it. I think there is something to that. I think it's, even if you're single, there's something about nesting too much. Like she's talking about, too exhausted, don't feel like it, just plop it in front of the tube, doing whatever. You know, that's what we're talking about. Even physicalness, getting exercise or whatever. And there is a ton of free things to do always in, probably, I'm sure, in your own communities. I mean, gosh, just whatever. Go take a book and go sit on a park bench. Or if you're married, go, both of you go take books, sit on a park bench. And watch the stars. I don't know, something. But I think people need to get out of their houses, whether they're married or whether they're single. Quite frankly, you could extend it to the single person. But here we're talking about really married people. At care.com, pretty decent site. I like it. I went and checked it out, of course, a couple of days ago before Katie came on. Stay with us. Much more coming your way next on ATN.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Swing for the fences, so many of you sending us your thoughts, americatonight.net. Thanks for that. Click on contact and then let it fly. Whatever's on your mind, whether it's something that's frustrating you out of Washington, the races for 2016, no problem, because trust me, we hear about it every day. That's the reason I started America Tonight, so everybody could let their opinion be heard. Left of left, hey, you're out there too, right of right, somewhere in between, frustrated, sick of all the labels. Email me your thoughts on that. So on that note, let's head to the mailbag. First one is from Lenny, who says, Kate, I've never emailed you before. I want you to know there are people out there listening to you. We are listening to your show. You keep going, girl. Don't give up. You have the best show in radio. I wanted to tell you that I live outside of Pampa, and those tornadoes were awful. However, luckily, there was damage, which is not lucky, damage to buildings, and there were damage to automobiles, and there were trees that were ripped up, and some damage on some houses, but no people. Thank goodness. You said it best. It is about the humanity, after all, isn't it? Keep going. Thanks. Thanks for that. Let's see here, because I'm just picking through the mailbag because there's so much to go to. Brandy says, Kate, love Nail the Score. When is the next Nail the Score as you were on the road? Well, next Nail the Score is coming up pretty soon here in our last segment of this hour, as a matter of fact. So Nail the Score right around the bend. And you don't have to know anything about football. I always say that qualifier, it's like lottery numbers. You just have to tell us who you think's going to win and pick a side, and bada bing, you are in, my friends. All right, let's move on to another one. This one from Jason. Kate, horrible what happened in Paris. Another reason why we should not let the Syrian refugees in. I feel sorry for the people. I'm sure there's innocent people caught in the middle of this. Unfortunately, can we really allow our own people to possibly be exposed to terrorism because it's not a good system of checks and balances? Do I think that we don't have some incredible people working on intelligence, as you always say? I do think we do. But I think that there are too many gaps in the system. I don't trust it. It doesn't seem as though we know who would be coming in. How could we possibly check their background anyway? You said it. There wasn't any kind of a data bank or anything that they could look at. So to me, I think we need to just take a pause. Yeah, it's funny you say take a pause, because that's the exact words of Chuck Schumer, the Democratic senator from New York. He said, take a pause. That makes sense to me. It means take a break. Check it out. What is the system that you have in place? Have something in place. Don't just immediately jump to this in an effort to try to help a terrible situation, which, of course, Europe is closed. That's why they're helping. And Paris got burnt because somebody had a fake passport. He got in with the Syrian refugees, or so it seems. And then ultimately he's gunned down, but he killed people. He was part of the terrorist threat, part of what looks like to be linked to ISIS. Could that happen here? Of course it could happen here. It could happen in any country. But you want to give yourself a fighting chance to try to stop out evil from coming in. And I agree. I think Schumer has it right. You take a break. You go and you look at the system. You make sure it's in place, period. All right, how about this one? This one's from Kenny. Kate, I don't know what you're doing for Thanksgiving, but I saw an interesting stat that about 47 million people are traveling for Thanksgiving. Is that right? How would we know the hard numbers? But I think you're referring to AAA. AAA always forecasts it, and they did say 47 million people would be traveling. So roads and airports, of course, are jammed. With gas being so cheap, I bet you'd see a lot of people that will travel by car. And the stat that AAA released was 47 million Americans, nearly, are going to travel at least 50 miles from home for the holidays next Wednesday through Sunday. So airlines are expecting, on average, 65,000 more travelers than usual. So they're expecting there to be a pretty big surge. 90%, they say, of travelers will drive to their destinations. The good news is that the average gas price is like $2.15 a gallon, which is great. That's 65 cents less on average than last year. How awesome is that? All right, we move on from Thanksgiving. We're going to have our biggest turkeys, too, coming up next week. We move on from Thanksgiving to this. This one comes to us from Charlie, who says, Kate, did you see the latest thing on Paris and now what's happened with the mastermind suspect? I don't know if you saw it or not, but I hope that they get every single person responsible and squash them like the bugs and cockroaches they are. Yeah, the police raided an apartment the other day where the suspected mastermind of last week's attacks was supposed to supposedly hold up, and there was two people were killed, there were seven arrests, but not a lot of information was released from that. There was a woman who blew herself up with an explosive vest, a man hit by projectiles and grenades, so you know that they got their people, but who they were and more accounts of that are kind of vague. They were talking about that they thought they had the mastermind, and you know, they've identified this 27-year-old. Aboud, I think his name is, a Belgian guy from who is Moroccan, as the chief architect of what happened in Paris. I mean, 129 people, for goodness sake, killed, and 350 others injured, and those injuries varied. Some of them are severe, critical injuries. So they thought he was in Syria, and, you know, after this police raid in Belgium, but he bragged to in Islamic State propaganda of his ability to move between Europe and Syria undetected. So now that also raises the red flags about, well, how is he undetected? And it's possible that, you know, as this all has unfolded, the police are not ready to authorize the publicly named because of police rules, and there were four police officers that were injured, but it's looking pretty good, obviously, circling the apartment and the description I just gave. So you'd have to think that the explosion, they said there was a bunch of explosions. Witnesses say there was a second large explosion that was followed by two more explosions. Then there was gunfire. Can you just imagine? You know, just crazy. And this was 4 a.m. The first explosion happened at 4 a.m. And the area is just about over a mile from the Stade de France stadium. The three suicide bombers, you know, blew themselves up Friday near the stadium during that international soccer match. It's just, I mean, just unbelievably, you know, disgraceful. So, all right, we move on to another one. This one is from Bobby, who says, Kate, I've been following your show for quite some time. When I say quite some time, probably 3 years. I have to tell you, I enjoy it. I miss you when you're not on, and I love it when you are on. And I would love to read more about your background and that kind of stuff. Some night you should tell us more about it. I will tell you about it. I have told people about it. I've been doing America Tonight for almost 10 years now, which is incredible to me. Time flies. I love every second of it. I did a combination of sports and news talk in my career. I was on KRLD in Dallas and WFAN in New York City. I did television news. My first jobs out of college included, you know, quick stops in El Paso, Texas, and Kearney, Nebraska, and I lived in California. It was great. I met all kinds of different people. I feel like I'm a citizen of the United States, like all of us are, but that I really got the privilege of experiencing the Midwest and the South and the West and the East, and I've been to almost every state. I have not been to Alaska, and I feel privileged. I love doing this. No matter what the career brings, it's about the people. It's about all of you, and that's why I do it. I absolutely love it. So thanks for that question. Okay, let's see. Here's one from Jamar, who says, Kate, I know you are also have sports interests. I wonder what you thought of that Ronda Rousey fight. Hey, it's interesting that you asked that. I was quoted the other day at FoxNews.com. If you go to Fox News, you'll see it. They asked me what I thought of Ronda Rousey and would this hurt her chances of still being a bankable superstar outside of the cage, and I said no, and would Holly Holm explode, and I said no, and, you know, and they're talking about the possibility of this rematch, and for people who don't know and don't care about this, you know, UFC fighting is pretty big, and Ronda Rousey transcends the sport, and she's been so dominant, she's knocked people out within seconds, you know, 10 seconds, and under 20 seconds, and here she was being challenged by Holly Holm, and a lot of people didn't give this woman much of a chance to beat her, but sure enough, she did beat her, she knocked her out in the second round, so that's what the conversation is about. I'll tell you, either one of those ladies, I wouldn't want to meet either one of them in any cage or any street, because they wouldn't nail me, but like I just said, Ronda Rousey just became so bankable. She's cute and funny, and I think just that she was so dominant is really the main thing. So there you go. The rematch probably would be pretty interesting, I would say. All right, remember, you can always email the show, americatonight.net. Hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Very pleased to be joined by Van Hipp. He is the former Deputy Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Army and the former principal, it's a mouthful, his resume is incredible, former principal deputy counsel, general counsel of the U.S. Navy. So a little Army, a little Navy. I could ask about Army-Navy games. What does he decide on those? Because I bet a lot of people ask him. He's also the author of The New Terrorism, How to Fight It and Defeat It. Love, love that title. Van, thanks so much for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
Kay, thanks for having me. Great to be with you.
So North Korea, we look at North Korea, and actually part of the Republican debate, some of foreign policy came up, and that was kind of shoved aside, you know, looking at North Korea and Kim Jong-un. But how fearful should we be of this guy and what North Korea is capable of doing?
Big time. He's much more unstable than his father and his grandfather. They were pretty unstable. I like to say, in addition to a bad hairdo, the guy's got some very serious mental health challenges. But I got to tell you, kid, it's his missile technology combined with his nuclear technology to make this such a threat to America. I actually reveal in my book how the Iranians were on the ground in 2012 helping the North Koreans with their missile test and their nuclear test. And what's so sad, this has been largely ignored by the national media when they looked at this Iran deal. There's a real clear link between Iran and North Korea. And but I got to tell you, if you notice, every 6 months, he's always Kim Jong-un is always firing a missile. That missile is known as the Taipodong missile. And over the years, he's been lessening its weight, extending its range, getting dangerously close to being able to hit the continental United States.
Yeah, and as you said, he's unstable. So you have no doubt that, I mean, you know, we can shove this aside. Oh, that's North Korea. But they are totally capable of taking that action, and he could be the guy to do it.
Let me tell you, and he's had, we know, I've documented in my book, The New Terrorism, How to Fight and Defeat It, 5 nuclear tests we know right now he's already undertaken, combined with this missile technology. And here's another point, Kate, and I talk about this in the book. Very strong evidence he already has an electromagnetic pulse nuclear warhead. If you've got that, you could take out the grid of probably at least half the country. And that is a very real and serious threat to America. I tell people, if you don't believe what I say, then listen to NASA. NASA says it is inevitable in the next 10 to 100 years that we're going to have a Carrington event of the geomagnetic storm on the face of the sun, which in effect would do the same thing. It would fry the grid. So this is a very real threat to this country.
Yeah, so what do you think we should be doing that we are not doing right now?
Where do you start? First of all, we've got to define the threat for what it is. Radical Islam is the greatest threat we're facing. They're here in this country. Make no mistake about it. And you know, the FBI director himself says he's got open files on all 50 states of America looking at people with potential connections to ISIS. But when you look at the growth of radical Islam, and then you combine North Korea and Russia and China, put all this in with it, whoever we elect as commander-in-chief is going to face the most complex situation and from a foreign policy and national security standpoint a U.S. president has ever faced. But bottom line, we got to secure our borders. We need real missile defense. We have no land-based missile defense on the East Coast. And cybersecurity, we are the most unprepared for cyber warfare of any threat facing America.
Yeah, I agree with you, especially on cyber, and you knew way more about me than that, but I've done enough of investigating into it and talked to enough people. And this is what I don't understand. If we're the greatest country on the face of the earth, and we can move mountains, so to speak, in all kinds of directions, why are we sitting on our hands when it comes to these things? And especially, let's just take the last thing, cybersecurity.
Yeah. You know, it's almost as if I say, and I believe this, that today is a much more dangerous world than it was the day after 9/11. Technology is changing so quickly, but our government is so stovepiped and lacks the ability to analyze, adapt, and respond quick enough. So it's as if as the technology increases, the threats are increasing exponentially.
Wow. Yeah. Analyze, adapt, and respond. You mentioned Iran and Iran's relationship with North Korea. What do you think about this Iran deal? That's a wide-open softball for you.
Well, it is, and I can tell you it's a bad deal. I'm afraid it's going to come back to haunt this country. Even on the Ayatollah's official Twitter account last week, he was calling America the great Satan, saying that Israel would not exist in 25 years, and we're going to deal with this terrorist regime, and that's what it is. They've been behind a number of the cyber attacks on our financial institutions. But here, more than anything else, in addition to giving them $150 billion to continue terrorist activity with, here's what makes no sense to me. We're going to let them continue with intercontinental ballistic missile development at some point. What are ICBMs used for? To deliver payloads, nuclear payloads, biological payloads. When you look at that, and you consider the fact that we have no land-based missile defense capability on the entire East Coast of the United States, that's all I need to know. So it was all about a deal to get a deal rather than doing a deal in the best interest of the American people.
Yeah, so having said all that, and you look at the military, and it seems like, if anything, we're dismantling our military. Big mistake, huh?
Oh, yeah. And let me tell you, we've cut the U.S. Army to pre-World War II levels. We now have more admirals than we've got ships. What kind of message does that send to a thug like Putin? And then we're surprised that he goes to the Crimea. We're surprised that he's threatening to go in the Baltic. We're surprised that he's trying to protect his investment in Assad in Syria. All thugs, communist, terrorist, all they understand is strength. And unfortunately, we're sending all the wrong messages.
Yeah, and that's not a Democratic-Republican thing. It's you understand this from where you started and your career. It's about the reality of what the landscape is, right?
It is, and I tell people the reason, we all get caught up in a lot of things, but we need to remember the reason we have a federal government, its primary purpose, the reason the states came together in the first place was to provide for the common defense of the American people. First and foremost, that's why we have a government, to keep America safe.
Yeah, and somebody said that last night. That's the biggest thing in the debate. Somebody mentioned, I can't remember off the top of my head, but when you look at where we are, and of course, you know, we do have an election coming up. How worried are you as far as the politics of it all is? We're looking at is considered.
I'm concerned. I do believe that 2016 will be the most important election of our lifetime. The fact that we've survived the last 6.5 years of this, I think, is a miracle and a testament to the resiliency of the American people. But, Kay, I don't believe we're going to get another chance. I think this is the last chance to save this country. And there are a lot of side issues in this campaign. The first and foremost, the main issue we need to be focused on, who can be commander-in-chief on day one and keep us safe so we can remain free. That is first and foremost the issue. And we've got Wofford College in South Carolina and the South Carolina Republican Party on October 15th will sponsor the first presidential forum, commander-in-chief forum, exclusively devoted to that issue, who is ready to be commander-in-chief on day one. And this is long overdue. It's needed. And it's going to be very interesting to see which candidates come and which candidates dodge it.
Ooh, I can't wait to see what happens there either. So because you have both, and I made the joke in the beginning, but because you have both the Army and the Navy background, that has to be pretty interesting. What are the biggest differences between the two branches?
It's different in culture. I got to tell you, I was a deputy business agent of the Army. I had run the mobilization office. And how I got there, Dick Cheney had called me into his office. He was mad at the Navy on something. I didn't realize it at the time how mad he was. He said, I want you to go to the Navy and be the Principal Deputy General Counsel of the Navy. And I said, well, you know, Mr. Secretary, I really enjoy working for the Army. And Dick Cheney looked at me, and, you know, he doesn't have much of a sense of humor. He looked at me, he says, one day you will thank me. He said, very few people have ever had senior management experience in the Army and the Navy. I said, yes, sir, I'm looking forward to going to the Navy.
Yeah, no kidding. And people forget that. People forget, I mean, there's massive issues you have to deal with when you're the general counsel, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. In fact, I had to approve all wiretaps, things like that, drug issues, counter-narcotics, you name it. So many issues that get involved there. But I had that Army experience having run the mobilization office where I had to learn a little bit about everything that you need to go to war. So I've got a few gray hairs.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. Hey, last one. You know, your book, The New Terrorism, How to Fight It and Defeat It. Was it tough when you were writing it? Because I bet you there's volumes you could put together, probably three series. So it was probably tough to decide what to leave in, what to leave out, was it?
It was a tough book, but you know, I got to tell you, I was wanting to write a book, and I talked to an old friend of mine who worked for Ronald Reagan, and he says, what we need with your background is a book, and let me tell you, you won't find another book like this, a book that looks at the totality of the threats to the country and what we've got to do to keep America safe. So it took a few years to write this thing, and in such a way that it would remain current and relevant, and it is. And the one thing I got to say, and I want to thank the National Guard too, 100% of all the proceeds are going for scholarships for children of fallen guardsmen, and the National Guard Education Foundation, Kate, is actually administering the scholarships, not taking a dime in fees or costs. So it really is going all to these kids, and people can get it on Amazon or they can go to thenewterrorism.com.
All right, awesome. I love that. Van Hipp, don't be a stranger. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you for having me.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.